Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-in. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope these New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick. Boo! Take out the tone.
That was hilarious. That was Trey Young. Post-game, after the Hawks rallied to beat the Knicks 121 to 116 at home. Young, by the way, had 23 points. But how about Zachary Richichet, the rookie there, with 33 points. He is He is the youngest player in Hawks history. The first and youngest with a 30-point game.
Thank you.
I will say this. Nothing brings me closer to Trey Young than his petty hate for
awesome,
the Knicks.
Dude.
Because
I love that.
As all of you know that listen, if you're new to the show, I'm Bo, I'm Squid, I'm petty, very much so. I love his petty hatred for the Knicks, and it's deserved, by the way, Ding. Their fan base screamed obscene things at him, spit on him. They deserve all of the hate he has towards them, but I'm here for every single bit of his pettiness towards them.
Yeah.
But I think for the first time, his time frame as an Atlanta Hawk, there's a legitimate big three that he's a part of. Tiff just read the stats for Richichet.
Yeah,
his first either 4-5, his first 9 games, kid has gotten better and better and better.
Yeah.
So you don't like when people say mean things? Just want that.
I like when people. I enjoy it, but don't. Say disgusting things and spit on me and then expect me not to take out all of my hatred on you. And I'm speaking as I'm Trey Young. Like, I think that Trey is deserved. He deserves to get every bit and do all of the taunting he wants towards those nasty Knicks fans.
Hope these New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick.
Trey, don't worry. When they're losing, they normally exit pretty quickly. It's almost like, as Wes Durham would say, there's a cell going on across the street.
Didn't mean to get you on the hate train, but I do also want to agree with you at least on one thing, which is the beard. Listening to him say that with the beard,
yeah,
as the kids say, his villain origin story, it is this season.
So. You can say it. Bearded Trey is the morning shift's favorite Trey.
Yeah, I agree with it. And look, I think this was, let's not look past, I think it's important to highlight Trey. I think it's important to highlight Zachary Richichet. But as a team, guys, the Hawks were 8-point underdogs after losing to 30 on Monday against the Celtics. It looked like this was a team that was spiraling. As a matter of fact, they were down by 5 with about 3 minutes left in the game. And you think, oh, here we go again. This was a bad matchup for the Hawks. This is the best 3-point shooting team in the NBA and the New York Knicks, and the worst team at defending the 3-point shot and the Atlanta Hawks after 8 games in the season. And they still connected on a ton. When you look at it, when you look at what the Knicks were able to do, 46, almost 47% of their 3-point attempts went home. It was crazy to take that away from it and go, well, the Hawks played better down the stretch and ended up with a 5-point victory after being 8-point underdogs.
Well, the Hawks' big three performed. 79 points from Trey, Risha Shea, and Jalen Johnson.
Yeah.
32 rebounds, 20 assists. I mean, the stat line that Tiffany read to you about Risha Shea is that he didn't put up a stat. He did not put up a stat in any category. Blocks, steals, assists. He was all over the place. That's why the kid was the number one overall draft pick. It's going to take a little bit of time for him, but right now the future, and I don't even mean 2024-25 season, but the future moving forward does look pretty good for this team. And yeah. DeAndre Hunter, good luck ever finding the starting lineup again.
Well, he's going to have a role in this team. He needs to have a role. This team needs to find depth because I think we talked about it yesterday, the day before. Jalen Johnson and Trae Young have played more minutes before this game, at least, than anybody else in the NBA in terms of the rotational minutes. So I think that's something when you keep an eye on this Hawks team moving forward is that you have to start getting more depth at certain positions. You have to get, you know, Bogey back and some of the other players that allow you to do some different things and make sure you move pieces around. Also, can we just highlight Dyson Daniels for a minute? Because he has been a guy that has stepped up. He is a bigger body. He is, to me, he and Zachary Risa-Shea have changed what this team is able to do on defense. And like I said, it's not like these teams are not knocking down jumpers, and you know. But when you look at what it's essentially, you know how we went into the Cowboys game, Bo, and we were like, CeeDee Lamb's just going to get his, but can you limit everybody else? Like, you knew the Knicks were going to knock down threes from all over the court. Could you limit everything else? And that's exactly the Hawks' path to victory last night, was limiting what you were able to do in other areas. And Dyson Daniels, Zachary Risa-Shea, having the length they have around a smaller guard like Trae Young, I think kind of opens up what this team is able to do offensively and defensively. I think that it's a really good sign moving forward, to your point. This team is still 4-5, but when healthy and when they have all their pieces, I think this could be a team that makes a nice run, has one of those stretches where they win 8 of 10 and kind of jumps up and surprises some teams the way they did last night. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.